after 4 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, Yawm al-Thulatha. I know everybody waits for our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. He will be here in another couple of seconds, inshallah. Remember, 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number. If you have any questions, you can, inshallah, send it now on our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Well, today is the 9th of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome our respected teacher, senior honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verses 12, 13 and 14. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that these people who are the non-Muslim, sane and mature, that they reject the year after, the day of justice, and Almighty Allah has already prepared for those who deny and reject and refute the day of justice, the day of judgment, the blazing fire. So what does Almighty Allah inform us today? Chapter 25, verses 12 to 14. إِذَا رَأَتُهُم مِّن مَّكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. And when that fire will see them from a far and distant place, then what will they do? سَمِعُوا لَهَا. These people who are destined to go to Jahannam, or they're already in Jahannam and the hellfire, they will hear from that fire that the ghayyuza, its fury and its rage and anger, the ghayyuza, ghayz. So that is the rage and the fury. Was a fira, its moaning and groaning. That is, remember that the sounds it will make. And وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا. And when these people are cast and thrown inside the Jahannam, inside the hellfire, مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ. It will be a restricted and constricted place, very, very narrow. مقرنين. And they will be shackled in chains, and they will not have any exit and any escape. مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ. Constricted, restricted place, and shackled in chains. دَأَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. Then at that time, once they enter Jahannam and the hellfire, then they'll be shouting, screaming, Subura, their destruction, woe, destruction, wa Subura, wa Subura. This is the Arab terminology they would scream and shout even in this world when they were total failures and they saw total disaster and catastrophe. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is now rebuking, reprimanding them. La tad ul yawm. Today, do not shout and scream. Thubura wahida. one destruction, one catastrophe. Nay, wadu suburan kathira, that call and shout and scream for many, many destructions. We reminded you, O human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. What is wrong with you? How come we sent to you the best constitution for all times, all places, all circumstances, the noble Quran, the Quran Sharif? We sent for you the best of role model, Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, that is the greatest mercy that is among the creation, that is Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we sent to you the final messenger. He was the role model for you, but you were too arrogant, too proud, and you suffered from self-deception and propaganda, and said, no, I know more. Capitalism, Zionism, secularism, democracy, and all these satanic systems. So today, in Jahannam, in the hellfire, shout and scream, wad'u thuburan kathira, for many, many disasters, calamities, and catastrophes. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Let us take you around the world and tell you what's really happening. UK, remember, no richy rich, no Sunak can save them. Your economy is shrinking and you're facing big problems there and huge inflation and so forth. Anything people do against Islam, the natural system, they create big problems. When Satan, Lucifer, was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, chapter 4, verse 119, he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Lucifer, Satan, Iblis, Shaitan said, I will command them, they will change the creation of Allah. Today the Western world is promoting transgender. Look at this, what happened in Scotland. That this male, he raped two women, right? Mm. And then when he was in jail, he said, no, now I'm a female. And then they found him guilty and so forth, so they put him in a female prison. And then they said, no, he's a threat there. Now they put him back in a male prison. Now you see all this business going on. Is he a he? Is he a she? What is there? This whole thing makes a mockery, remember, of your justice system and of everything else. So by Allah, in Islam, there's only two genders. There's no binary, there's no transgender. All this are all the Dajjali and the satanic forces, and Islam condemns all this. See America. People think America is a very just society. They were shielding the white policeman. There in Memphis, the Tyree Nichols case, he died, and five black policemen were fired because of their brutality. But the person who used the teaser in the starting and was punishing Tyree Nichols was a white guy, and now only everything is surfacing, that they kept on shielding the white guy. Therefore, I tell you, this white hegemony, this white racism is across the world. You just need to scratch the surface and you will see. Look at this one here. Why must Israel be given special status? In everything, America, Europe, and all these Satans who are accomplices in the crime of stealing the land and occupying the land of the Palestinians because of these haramis, these squatters, and these settlers, and therefore now Blinken is there, Secretary of State of America, and he says, no, the only way that can work is the two-state solution. So let me tell you, Blinken and Biden and whoever else, your two-state solution, you must go tell the animals there in Kruger Park, is dead and is buried already. These haramis, these jutlas, these Zionists, these terrorists, occupation is terrorism, and there's no other definition for it. And therefore, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So this is all just a pipe dream that Palestinians Indians will get a state and so forth. They occupied 70-80% or more, and still people like Ben Gurion and the real terrorists want to occupy more and more there in the West Bank and steal. Therefore, yesterday I sent out the message that they speak of peace, the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Haramis and PEACE, but they keep on occupying and stealing more pieces of land. So one side, Blinken is speaking of two-state solution, and Netanyahu speaks with a forked tongue always. He just wants to stay out of prison, and he says, no, we will have a workable situation and solution with our neighbor Palestinian, meaning they'll kill more and they'll occupy more, but their own people are rising against them. You see what they want to do? Now, because Derry was fired and the judgment went against him, they sent him to the dairy to get more milk now. So they say they're going to change the legislation. So this guy, disgraced, remember, humiliated. And every Jutla who supports Israel is humiliated for supporting Batil. So that is what they want to do. And Almighty Allah is humiliating them. So that is what the intention is. Now, the only thing Blinken and Netanyahu and the Israelis agree on is Iran must not have a nuclear. Can anybody explain this to me? Why Iran must have 200, 300 or more nuclear and Iran cannot have one, or any other Muslim country cannot have? They hate it that Pakistan has, and therefore you find all the destabilization of Pakistan. Yesterday, approximately 60 people killed in Peshawar, there in a mosque, remember, who's doing all this? You don't have to be a rocket scientist. It is to destabilize Pakistan. May Almighty Allah, just mostly policemen, they say, and Salat time, Namaz time, that they can't stick it, that why has Pakistan got, you must remember, nuclear. You have India one side, their arch enemy. You have the other side, Afghanistan, that those who are against the Taliban working against Pakistan. And then you have Iran also against Pakistan. So Pakistan is surrounded by these enemies, remember that. Another Palestinian murdered and martyred there in Hebron by the Haramis. Russia is the biggest investor in Iran, so that's a good deal for both of them. Turkey discovers gas in the Black Sea, and according to their minister, this will last them for 30 years or more and will be sufficient for the whole of Turkey. And that's what they burn about. You see Bojo, who was there before Rishi or Sunak. He's a big liar. He's a master in impregnating women and having affairs and sleeping with this one. He lied to the world that Putin told me that he will send one missile for me. He just wants to make self-importance. Well, Bojo, you're a big liar, and we know that you're a liar. Putin and Russia totally rejected it. Putin and MBS, can you believe that? They had talks. So MBS and Saudi and them are 100% with America, but even they're getting tired. They say, let us cut deals rather with Putin. Even they realizing we're better with him. Ukraine, their own people are fed up of fighting. So now they are jailing the draft dodgers, guys who don't want to fight and so forth, because they're catching a good hiding there from Putin and company. So I told you, you must know which horse to back. If you back the wrong horse, like you back America, you back NATO, you back Israel, you will be in for a big disaster. To follow the horse. Which horse? Putin, the Harami is our horse. Remember that. So that is what you must do. And inshallah, Almighty Allah grant him victory. And that is the best for us Muslims and Palestine. Inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Maw Zahid Khan. Between 11 and 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. And between 1 and 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody says, Ustad, that death has no age. Are there signs when a person will die, Ustad?
Remember that during the time of Sakarat, Sakarat means when you lose control. Therefore, when a person is drunk and intoxicated, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Do not even come near the mosque and near Salat and Namaz whilst you are in the state of intoxication, whilst you are drunk. You see the word sukara, you're losing control. Quran Sharif speaks about this in chapter 22, verse 2. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When the day of justice, the last day, the day of doom and gloom is unfolding, you will see people, you will think and you will be under the perception, impression, they drunk and intoxicated. Allah says, no, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment, chastisement of Allah is Jalla wa Ala, is very, very severe. Quran. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. When a person passes away, a baby, an adult, a child, whoever it is, you have to go through sakarat, some pain and pangs of death. So therefore, Mustafa, Rasulullah rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us a dua and supplication mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allah, read with me. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inna, plural. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inna, help us, assist us, ala sakaratil maut, against the pains and pangs of death. So that is a reality. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, when they brought the kurta mubarak of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and they placed it on his mubarak body, jasad athar, fartadda basira, then he could see. He told his sons that now you brought such joy to me, I'll make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Allah makes your sakarat and your pains and pangs of death easy for you. So what are the signs when a person is in their fatal illness, the last moments, look at the tip of the nose and you will see it bending to the left hand side. Look at the temple. You know what the temple? Pick your hands up and place it here on the side. Remember where your hair starts growing there on the side. So that is Sadughai in Arabic. So that's your temple. It subsides. It goes inside. And remember the feet start moving away. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, it means it is matter of minutes or seconds that that person will leave this world. So therefore, we should prepare for that moment. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 101, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمَا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. O beloved Allah, let us die with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, and that is Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He's in his last moments. How he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. O beloved Allah, I love meeting you. Fahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, you love meeting me. And then he leaves this world. Open the work of Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. You will find all this. Open Asma'ur Rijal, you will find it.
I've got this brother by the name of Amos, A-M-O-S, and he says that I'm Hebrew. He says that AK many, many years back, you Muslims in Palestine killed so many Jews. So now when Israel is killing your people, you have an issue about it.
And then my brother Amos, you are a terrorist of the first order. After World War II, you must remember when you came as refugees, you came as beggars there, then you were the one that, remember, Britain sold the Palestinians out. Britain gave you the land of the Palestinians without consulting the Palestinians, and that is how the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and you, the Hitler's children, you came into power, and you were the ones who murdered the Muslims and Palestinians, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang. This is all in your media. Go and study the archives of the Haaretz before you talk your nonsense and your diatribe here. So you must remember that today, who is stealing the land of the Palestinians? Who is telling the Jutlas, what you doing in South Africa? Pack up and go back to Israel. So you must remember, yeah, you want to use the black economy, you got cheap labor, you know in Israel you can't do that, and you want to come and tell me nonsense about your apartheid Nazi regime? You are the children of Hitler. Hitler was right in finishing you up on many issues. You were the ones charging them interest. You were the ones promoting homosexuality. You were the ones promoting pornography. And you coming to tell me? So you're ashamed to the Jewish people. Go read Gideon Levy's articles. Go read Amira Hess' articles. Go you read Yuri Avni's articles. Go read all these people, Pape, Ilan Pape. These are not Muslims. Everyone is a Jew. And they are the people. But you blind, my brother. You blind because you have the Hitler's blood in you. Kill more and more and more. We say Amos for you and every settler. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. He says that's why the world hates Islam, Ustad.
Yes, therefore most of the people embrace Islam today, the fastest growing religion. Whether you like it or not, you Jutla, Allah's curse be on you and those who support you.
Ameen. Ustad, somebody says here, can a person be arrested for food poisoning or trying to commit suicide, Ustad?
You must remember, one is arrested and one is to save the life of the person. Sometimes people in life get so frustrated, and you understand, they just have too many worries. It's not justified in Islam, but I'm explaining to you. So that person takes some tablet, or he takes a knife and slits his wrist, take a gun and shoot himself. That's the time you go and sell and help that person and you save his life. So Quran Sharif says, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And whosoever, you must remember, that saved the life of one person, it can be a Jutla also, it can be a Hindu, it can be a non-Muslim. So remember, it is as though as you saved the life of humanity. So that is the beauty of Islam, and everybody tries to today to demonize Islam and terrorism, but you see their own people are embracing Islam. So nobody embraces Judaism today. Judaism is dead, remember that. Nobody embraces your Christianity, so that is dead religion. BBC said so. Nobody will really embrace Hinduism. So we can see apartheid Modi and his policies, the butcher of Gujarat. So remember, the more you try and demonize Islam, the more people embrace Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 32, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whosoever gave save a person's life is though as you save the life of humanity. Chapter 5, verse 32.
Somebody says here, but AK, did Jesus drink red wine at the Last Supper, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember that the clergy, the priests, they wanted to take a tot. You understood? You know what's a tot, my brother? Yeah, that is the Christians. You see, they say bring some red wine, bring some white wine, and then we get a little bit tipsy, and then the monk and the nun will do some monkey business. So you must remember this. You don't see what the priests are doing, the pedophilia, how they busy. You don't see this Pope of your peoples. He is also another crooked character. He's bending towards the homosexuals, if you got the pun. He's bending towards the gay community. And he says there's nothing wrong. It's not a crime to be a gay. If you got such a Pope, then what is left? So remember, you Amos and your Torah and your Jutlas, see, they say the kosher is very, very strict. but they have kosher alcohol. That makes a mockery of the whole, remember, system of the Jews, what they call kosher. Once you start legalizing any form of intoxicant, so that can never be a law. Islam taught us, ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. What intoxicates in large quantities, the minutest quantity, one drop of it also absolutely haram. Go open Mishkat Sharif. And when a person is found guilty of taking alcohol, intoxicants, then he'll be whipped in public, then flogged 80 lashes. So remember that they changed the whole Injil, the Gospel. They changed the whole Torah to suit their desires. Whether it is the rabbis, whether it is the pastors and the priests, whether it is the Pope, there's no such thing. Allah forbid that Jesus drank alcohol or wine. No prophet ever drank wine and ate swine. Nothing of that sort. Remember, they were pure and protected by divine protection. But these crooked priests of theirs, you can see how crooked they are. They can't find the entry and they can't find the exit. They just park anywhere they want to. And these rabbis, you know how crooked they are. So you must remember, they changed the whole Torah and made kosher alcohol. Can you believe that? So to say that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus drank wine, totally rejected, and remember, we abhor it totally and detest it totally.
Listen to this one, Ustad, your very good friend. He says, I, Ishmael from San Diego, say, I'm ashamed to be a Jew. To Amos, you will rot in hell and be responsible for murdering our kids in Palestine. Ustad, Ishmael.
What you say, Amos? This is direct message from Santiago and Chile. And the president, prime minister there also is 100% pro-Palestine. And Lula in Brazil, 100% pro-Palestine. Because they know you are haramis. They know what you are. You see, this person, he is Ishmael. He was a Jew. He started listening to our programs. And his heart said, what we are saying, not we. We are just the messenger. What the Quran Sharif is saying, the noble Quran. What the teaching and preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now it strikes a chord with him in his heart. And then he embraces Islam. So he's telling you, if you're going to go on like that, he already pass the fatwa and the verdict, you go straight to hell. So, but we still pray for you, Amos, that Almighty Allah show you the true light and to every jutla. I got Quran in my hand and I prayed for you this morning. I said, Ya Allah, these people are misguided. If you know South Africa, and in the 60s and so forth, they used to take this Arama Burkis, if you know our terminology, those poor, poor Afrikaners, and they used to brainwash them and send them to an army and tell them Swart Khafar. There's Africans, they make nonsense, shoot to kill. How many they killed? Same thing they're doing with you there. They're indoctrinating you, brainwashing you. That Palestinians, everyone you must kill. They are a danger to us and so forth. You don't see what you are doing? So remember, you're a disgrace to humanity. Remember this type of things there. And therefore, you're not the chosen people. You're the cursed people by Almighty Allah. And last night, a priest embraced Islam. We thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson. His name Ali, and just before the program ended, I sent it to you, Mona Arafat. And remember this, anybody wants the clip, how the priest embraced Islam last night during the program. So all this is not we. We are non-entities. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada rahmatum mi Rabbi. It is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So remember, when indoctrination takes place, brainwashing takes place, and propaganda takes place, and the jutlas are masters in that. They speak with the forked tongue, peace, but they keep on stealing more and more pieces of land. So therefore we say loudly, boldly, clearly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, inshallah.
So Ustad, why didn't South Africa change its name after apartheid to start?
So there are some political parties, they say they must change it Azania. You understood? They say that this is a colonial name. But sometimes when you change the name, you must remember you cause more damage. You know Mugabe. Mugabe was dead against the British and all of them. He said that how they sold him out and so forth. But he changed Rhodesia to Zimbabwe and all that. And you see Salisbury to Harare and all, if you know the history. But even Victoria Falls, he could not change. You must remember that. Magnificent falls. If you want to see falls in the world, go to Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and you will find Victoria Falls. Go to the Canadian side. American side is not so nice. Go to the Canadian side, and you will see Niagara Falls. And go to Brazil and Argentina. Then we've been to all this with Allah's help. You see the Iguazu. Mm. So wonderful. And you see the water cascading. And it's Ramadan when we go there. Then we gather our brothers. Ya Allah, jaise ye pani jo hai abshar, to chinte hamare upar aa rahe, apni rahmat ki chinte hum par dal dijiye, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how the water is cascading and the water is splashing on us. Ya Allah, let your mercy splash on us during this month of Rahmah of Ramadan. So when we go there, we go Ramadan time, so that we get more and more mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So you must remember that they left it as South Africa. It suits them. They'll try and get more investment. So that is why if you put African name, then you end up like Zimbabwe.
I see Fredericks, he says that, so AK, can a white South African become the president of South Africa, Ustad?
I don't think he will ever happen now. You must remember that apartheid has demonize the whites, you must remember. And even to get an Indian president or a colored president seems to be far-fetched. So it will always be African, because democracy means you have to play the tune of the public, you know, because masses are asses. So that is how it plays out. And therefore you find most countries in the world in total chaos and so forth. So I don't think it will ever happen, unless you must remember this radical change. But the radical change has to start at the ground level, right in the schools. But you can't have that today when your schools are going in the wrong direction. They're more interested in teaching them about sex education, how to use a condom and all that. So end result, you will end off with more and more haramis and illegitimate children. So therefore, it will not happen according to my analysis. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best.
I see a listener from UK says, can a person charge a rate for listening to others' problems, like a psychiatrist, Ustad?
So in Islam, you must not do that, my brother. You the Maulana, you the Mufti Saab, and a Maulvi will ask a question like that. Why? He wants to make money, you see. So perform nikah, make money. Give taweez, make money. Give fatwa, make money. Do this. So like the lawyer, put one stopwatch there, you see. Right. Now every minute that ticks by, 100 US pounds, 100 US dollars, or 100 British pounds, and so forth. My brother, you forgot what you are. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man istata'a minkum an yanfa' akhahu falyanfa'hu." Whosoever of you can benefit your brother, so benefit him. We don't charge anybody. 40 years plus, not for one fatwa did we charge, not for one radio program did we charge on other stations. I did for Voice of the Cape 13 years, I didn't take 1 cent. So do that, my brother, to build up your ikhlas, that to love for Allah. فَأَمَّا you in UK, I give you the best example Quran gave. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. When you look at the water, the ocean, the beach, and so forth, you'll see the bubble and the foam on top. That is a sign of falsehood. It will come on top and disappear. Apartheid disappeared. Zionism will disappear. Secularism will disappear. Capitalism will disappear. All these are signs of falsehood. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. You and me, brother, we are the water. So what must we do with the water? يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. You must cause benefit to humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then you will remain on this earth. In your UK, you had Hafiz Patel, rahimahullah. Go study his history. Go see how he spoke to the Maimon guy. There in Scotland, you must remember, remember Oka, Haji Oka, I met him, we met Afis Patel, and he said, give us this land. He gave it free of charge. Haji Oka of Scotland, Dundee, gave it. He passed away, and now Dewsbury became one of the biggest markers and headquarters in the whole of Europe and whole of UK. So that is what Islam is all about. We are yu'minuna bil ghaib. We believe in the unseen. We're not yu'minuna bil jayb, that we fill our pockets in the name of Islam and religion. Mm. So never do that, my brother.
Mm. I see Zach, he says, AK, but why didn't Iranian people like their former president, Ahmadinejad?
So you must remember that, my brother. First, let's just speak about your name. There to say Zach. Your name is not Zach, my brother. Your name is Zakaria. Always, when it comes to prophets' names, then use it and pronounce it, spell it correctly. Zakaria, not Zach. Suleiman, not Soli. Dawood, not Davi. And all that. Muhammad, not Mo. So all that unacceptable. Number two, you must remember, there's so much propaganda against Iran. I got nothing to do with Iran. I tell you openly, I'm one of the most vocal people in the world against the Shias, and I tell you the Kufar. But even with our enemies, we have to be fair and just. Even with the Israelis, we have to be fair and just. With the Iranians, we have to be fair and just. Who told you Ahmadinejad was hated? These people, the Jutlas, they made that statement that he delivered a lecture, and they said, Ahmadinejad said that Israel must be wiped off the surface of this earth and so forth. They don't understand Farsi, Persian, or deliberately they distort it and so forth. Go and study Ahmadinejad's life. Go and see how many rabbis used to come and meet him, how many Iranians used to come. One thing about him I admired, about Ahmadinejad and about the Uruguay president, you must remember. They were president, they were prime minister, but they used to drive old cars, a Peugeot, or they would not go stay in the presidential palace. They would stay in their own houses. They shunned all the luxury, although it was given to them. So that is the Kamal, that is a great quality of a person, that people fight for all this. You are offered that, and then you say, no, I don't want. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, we can have differences on academic discussion, but what is the truth? You must speak about that. Fahad told him that I will give you a presidential house and so forth. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz rahimahullah said, Fahad, listen nicely to me. You build one house here, and that house will become the Dar of the Ra'isul Jami'a. Whoever is the Chancellor, the Vice Rector of Medina University, he must use it and so forth. Me, I don't want all these special houses and so forth. So remember, when you're connected to Almighty Allah, then you don't get fooled with all this kusur, with all these palaces, because you're thinking of the kubur, you're thinking of the grave. So that is the truth, people. So what is good, we must speak about that. We finish, Malana?
Two more questions quickly, Ustad. Right. I see the sisters in Woodbank, they're saying that they are ready to become Mujahida under Mufti AK, Ustad.
Lucky they didn't say they want to become second and third wife of Mufti AK. So you must remember this type of thing. Your jihad, my sister, you serve your husband, look after your children, and they ask, Ya Rasulullah, afalanu jahid, must we not make jihad? Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, jihadu kunna al-hajj wa la qitala fi. You make hajj, my sister, and your husband makes hajj, your reward is double, triple compared to his hajj. He received the reward of hajj, you received the reward of hajj, and jihad, and umrah, and everything. How many rewards you will get? So that is your jihad, inshallah. That. We can't look after one wife properly. You're speaking about mujahid.
Ustaz Amos says, have you been to Israel? Amos.
I've been more times than you. Amos, you terrorist. I've been there 5 times. Remember that. And today you know that the Israeli al-Haramis will not allow me, because we speak the truth. What is the truth? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You got it, Amos? I make dua for you. I pray for you. That you must sift out, you understand, the propaganda and the indoctrination and what is the truth on the ground. Go read the books of, you understand, Ilan Pape. Go read what Gideon Levy, what Amira has, what all of them have to write. Yuri Avni and President Carter, they all said Israel is an apartheid regime. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.